This Bogdan cousin Vasily. If you buy this car, Vasily come with the car. The car not have power steering. The car have Vasily. Vasily going to live in the car with you. He just take up the trunk area. Sorry, no trunk come with car. But you don't need trunk, you have Vasily. You give him grocery to hold. You will hold the grocery. He may only eat one or two things. He love raw egg, so if you give him raw egg, he will eat the raw egg.
Town, you know, we have to deal with some serious business most of the time. This week is no exception. For those of you who are uninitiated, Friendly Town is a fictional community that we all love very, very dearly. We're all the mayor. We are all mayors of Friendly Town. You're also all members of City Council by being here. We decided recently that, after our show last week, the Friendly Town pizza party, which I was not here for, I was in Ohio. My Sean and I were on tour. We tried to go to the pizza party place you guys told us to go to, but you guys were not there. Good one. Pulled a fast one on us. Anyway, so we're talking about what do we need to meet to discuss this week. And one of our producers, St. Thomas, one of our Friendly Town mayors and city council chiefs, St. Thomas, has been going through a lot trying to get himself a new car. So we decided this week, Friendly Town needs to buy a used car. Yay! So rather than just make it as explicitly Friendly Town needs to buy a used car, we decided that we're just going to open up our own used car dealership, Friendly Town's Used Car Emporium. This is one corner of our lot. Ignore the Weichel sign. We bought them out. lawsuit pending. We bought them out. But there's a lot that we have to prepare. You know, if we're going to be used car dealers, we have to, first of all, we have to recruit somebody who's going to be the ultimate used car salesman. And I think our first special guest tonight is maybe that person. We'll see. The question was, do we have anyone sleazy enough in Friendly Town? Maybe. But this person may just fit the bill. Please give it up for Wild Man Todd Lewis.
They call me the Wild Man, friends, and I'm here to put you in a car. It's not that one. There we are. That's the ticket. Now, I know you're going to say the sticker price on this car is $4,800. That's way too much. Well, let me tell you, friends, my mechanic just rebuilt the engine and the transmission. And it runs, it purrs like a kitten. But let me tell you what you're really buying when you buy this car. You were not buying a car, you were buying excuses. If you want to get 30 minutes extra sleep, you just tell your boss your car wouldn't start right. He takes one look at this car, he is going to believe you. You got a friend, an obligation, you got to help with something. You just say, my car broke down. They're going to take one look at this car, and they're going to believe you. You want to go drinking out with your buddies, your significant other is going to let you, because the only thing you're going to take home in this clunker is a sack full of crystals. So what have I got to do to put you in this here truck? It's not a car. It's not a truck. It's an excuse. You might think, $4,800 is a lot of money for an excuse. Well, let me tell you this, friend. Let me ask you a question, not tell you something. I'm Wild Man Todd, the man that's drinks on the job, I guess. I didn't put a lot of thought into this character. But let me ask you, friend, what's your time worth? Sure, you could pay a little bit more and get a nice, reliable, nice-looking car. But wouldn't you rather have this? Wouldn't you rather have something that says, I don't care about fancy rolling windows or trucks that match all the color all around or you know, a spray painted door that's not the same color as the rest of it. You know what you don't have to worry about when you drive this truck? You don't have to worry about theft. You don't have to worry about break-ins. You don't have to worry about anybody looking at you funny. Because they're going to pity you when you drive this truck. Man, your boss is going to give you a raise when he sees this truck. It's a money maker. Man, what have I got to do to put you... What, sir, sir, what have I got to do to put you in this truck?
Cashback.
Cashback, yeah. Well, I was thinking more just letting you sit in it, but yeah, we don't offer the cashback. We're on-site loans, $50 down. We'll get you. Of course, the paperwork's very confusing with a lot of percentages and advanced math, a lot of, I believe, imaginary numbers, and like the one that you're never going to be able to pay off, but... I tell you, if you got a band, they're not going to ask you to haul shit when they take a look at this thing. It's going to be great. And if you don't want to buy this car, then, you know, we got more on the lot, man. And I'll tell you, we can get Tyler up here and he can send the next person. Because I'm all out of steam, man. I mean, just look at her. Look at those coolers in the background. It comes with the truck. Because they fit right in the passenger door. No safety features either, so you'll save on insurance. Thank you.
All right, Wild Man Todd Lewis. I think we got ourselves our official used car salesman of Friendly Town. I think we can work with him. We'll tell him to work on cutting out the deodorant from his life, and we'll ask him to gain some weight. Ask him not to lose hair, but maybe like shave his hair so he looks like he's got like this really weird form of male pattern baldness. I think we can work with that. And you know, if he's bringing us fine items like this, this truck with, from what I can tell, that one white door was actually stolen off of. Where did they find another one of these to take the door off of? That's what I want to know.
Somebody else's problem.
Yeah, the mystery. Yeah, no, that's not for us to deal with here in Friendly Town. You know, what our A1 priority is getting you guys in good used cars here at Friendly Town Used Car Emporium. Your next presenter is someone who can tell you a little bit about that. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Josh Arnold.
I just wanted to point out, what is this? What are these views set up for? Who decided that like these are the optimal places to sit and relax? Anyway, you know, I came up here to talk about my idea I have. I used to run it with a valet. Basically, you get other people's cars and you do illegal street races with them. Because I came across this conclusion. I was like, what do people use fake IDs for? Getting in the bars, drinking a little early, and then they throw out their fake IDs. What a fucking waste. Well, you got to use that shit. You go over to a used car dealership, such as the one in Friendly Town, and you go up and you get yourself a test drive, and you do an illegal street race with it. That sounds like a great usage of that shit. Called my fake idea. Fake idea, yeah. Whatever, y'all don't have to get that pun, that's fine. I didn't like that idea with valet. I tried it out. I had to wear a suit, and I had to show up for a job and all that. I didn't like that. Wasn't very good. You know, the nice thing about that idea is you show up and you give them the fake, right? And nobody questions you. Like, it's not like when you're going to a bar and some guy's like, oh, it doesn't look like you because I think you're trying to do something illegal. They're just going to be like, oh, it doesn't quite look like him, but why the fuck would somebody try to test drive this $2,000 car? It's a piece of shit. My illegal street race. I call it Need for Speed Fake ID. You win money. Would you join a fake league like that? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, we only have one mic here.
Yeah, no, of course I would. That sounds great.
That's good. We offer all people to come on in, and the best part about it is that like nobody expects you to be running this game. You can go to any dealership in town, get yourself a fake ID, and then take a test drive over and head on over to Magnolia Avenue and burn that shit out. That's great. And police pull you over and they don't even suspect nothing. They'll be like, well, whose car is this? I'm like, I don't actually know. I'm going to just leave right now. You don't know who I am. He doesn't know who I am either. Doesn't matter. Too fast, too fake ID. Fuck it. You get two of them, two fake IDs, and it works. And the pun works if you get two of them. I didn't actually have any preparation for you to be on stage here. I just thought it would work out, and it's not really going anywhere. So, yeah, you just get on out there. That was the best segue I've ever done. It involved a real person leaving the stage. That's good. It wasn't me, but it is now, so I'm going to leave.
Josh Arnold, everyone. I'm really grateful that Friendly Town has its own Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, and The Rock rolled into one. You know, and in the sense that he just really likes the two Fast, Two Furious movies. Not the Fast and the Furious, starting from the sequel, starting with the second one. Too Fast through five. What are they at? Seven now? Eight? Well, we're going to make the ninth one here in Friendly Town.
Fake IDs, you make the number higher.
Yeah, the fake ID edition is going to be like the direct-to-DVD one that they're going to make. Your next presenter, someone who might know a little bit about the legal ramifications of used car dealing. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and make some noise for Andrew McNicholas.
This is true. Friendly Town's been a lawless town since I've gone away. I came back and my first show was the pizza show, and I found out that we have our own underground pizza-based mafia going on. Pepperoni Stallone is a son of a bitch, I tell you what.
He's misunderstood
the pizzas. So there is actually some. If you do drive used car, you are, believe it or not, more likely to be... Oh, okay, sorry, hold on. I have to preface this by stating that I'm not actually offering any legal advice, but these are my own insights and opinions based off of things that I've learned in my schooling. Okay, so if you buy like a really, really shitty car, cops are, it's weird, simultaneously more likely to pull you over if you're driving sketchily, but they're more likely to, like, if you're, say, like, driving the streets of a city, more likely to let you do whatever you want because, like, what really shady activity are you going to be doing in a beautiful car such as this? You're clearly just trying to get from point A to point B as safely as possible. You are more prone to accidents in used cars, none from Friendly Town, obviously, mind you, but just factually, you're more prone to accidents because the cars are a little bit older, so they don't have as good as kind of, you know, turning radii and brake mechanisms. If you do get in a car accident, what I not, you know, telling you to do, but maybe a recommendation is, you know, this is going to be considered totaled. Insurance companies see this and laugh because they're giving you like $100 and you're going to take it. So what you should do is roll out of the car screaming either my neck or my back. Like leg injuries and arm injuries are just, no one really buys it. Call the police first because then technically you're the victim. And then from there, you just get your story solidified. Your insurance company's probably going to call you and ask for a statement. Go ahead and pre-type that out. That way, if anyone other, you know, you are going to get called by whoever hits you with this car or whoever car you get hit by, their insurance company's going to call you to get a statement. Not sketchy at all if you say the same thing twice, like just perfectly written down. But going more to, God, that, honestly, now I'm kind of thinking about getting in this car, though. I just keep looking at it. It gets me inspired. But I don't know the exact jurisdiction of Friendly Town. But I did some research. If it's anything similar to Tennessee, there are eight things that if you are in a car, cops can just pull you over for no reason. These are true. These are from a real case. I unfortunately don't have the name of the case on me. I think it's like State v. Tucker from 2001. I've dropped this bit before, but I'm bringing it back since we got some new faces in the crowd. So the base of this case was these cops were apparently like racially profiling people all along I-40 and I-75. And the judge was literally like, give me the exact things that you are telling us and your commanding officers that you're pulling these people over for. So they get like three cops on the stand and these are eight things. So if you're driving and you look at a cop, whether like sitting in a little intersection meeting way or like driving along and then just like look away really quickly, like they can get you for that because they think you're doing something weird. If you and any of your passengers have a differing stories of origin, so if I'm riding with like my brother and he says that we're going to a football game and I said, well, we just left our friend's house going to a basketball game, like you're getting locked up, let me tell you. If any of the passengers are moving frantically, this one is because this one suggests like maybe you've dropped something that you were smoking or you're trying to hide something, get it underneath the seat. So that one sucks because if any of your friends have like Tourette's or ADHD and they're just shaky all the time, like my ass on coffee. If you have a license plate from Arizona, Florida, or Texas, those are like the three biggest drug states. So if you get a used car and don't get a new license plate, like, ooh, God be with you, brother. Lowriders with tinted windows. I mean, honestly, I think that one's just racial profiling. Like racers dry lowriders with tinted windows. Turning onto an exit for no reason. So say you just get onto exit, 372, and there's literally no reason for you to do it. Cops might think that's suspicious. Even more suspicious is if you see a sign that says drug checkpoint and you turn off on the most nearest exit. There's no such thing as a drug point, checkpoint. There is a such thing as a DUI checkpoint, but they're not checking for drugs, believe me. They're checking to see if you're on drugs and turning away from them. This one I hate. If you're going too fast and then braking or following too closely, I mean, that's just like negligent driving, so I get that. But this one is the one that blows my mind the most, especially since we're in Friendly Town. If you are too obedient, agreeing, or friendly to the cop. So like they pull you over and they go, how are you doing, sir? You know, I pulled you over. Oh, I'm doing great, officer. No, I don't really know exactly. Was I doing something wrong? Yeah, you did. You just agreed with me, you son of a bitch. Get out of the car. So, just be wary of these things. Like, they still haven't overturned this case. And if they do, I'll be sure to let you guys know. But honestly, if you are in a used car, obviously not from Friendly Town because our top of the line vehicles, just make sure you're driving safely because there's some real weird people out there.
I think Andrew McNicholas makes a lot of really good points. These are important things to remember. Are you ready, Josh?
Yep.
Okay. We have a couple more presenters. But one of them is a local. Another one comes from a land far, far away. And to be perfectly honest, I am psyched to hear what they both have to say and what cars they're going to get us into today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Josh Lampley.
Hey, y'all. Sorry for making you wait. I know you've been in my office for about 2 hours now. So I heard you picked out a nice car out there on the lot, and I just want to start off by thanking you for not visiting the wild man, because I'm his direct opponent. And I think he's more of a domesticated man, if you ask me. His prices are very domesticated, okay? Now, don't listen to any slander he may have to say about me, your friendly neighborhood used car salesman, Lee Moore Creep. That's right. It's me. You probably have seen my commercials. Come on down to Lee Moore Creep, Kia Chrysler Jeep. We got all the deals that you may need and some books that you can read. I added that last part because we keep a lot of magazines in the lobby. We also have a popcorn machine. Never works, so don't ask for popcorn. Don't ask for popcorn. What's that? Oh, you want a question about the price? Well, let me go check with my boss real quick. I'll be right back. Yeah, sorry about that. He said prices are non-negotiable. We don't haggle here at Lee Moore Creek, Kia Chrysler Jeep. You got any other questions? I know. For example, that you were complaining about cars that were loud, and I just want you to know we don't want to put you in one of those Food City cars. You know what I'm saying? The cars that all sound like a pod racer from Star Wars Episode One. We wouldn't do that to you. We don't want you to as you drive out of Food City getting those good deals. Okay. Now, you have any other questions? Oh, okay. About the interior. All right, I'll be right back. Sorry, no, there is no interior in the car. I had to go check with my boss, make sure that was approved, but it is true, there is no interior. But you don't have to worry about after you have a long day at the pool and you sit down on that hot leather and it burns your little ham hocks. That's not something you're going to have to worry about. It's just nice, foamy goodness for you to sit on right there at the top. Wait, what's that? You got a question about parking pass. I'll be right back. No, it does not come with a handicap parking pass. I don't know why you'd think that would happen. Matter of fact, here at Lee Moore Creek K4G, we actually have a very specific rule that if you double park a car that I can afford the payments to, you deserve to be put to death. That's just how I feel personally, and it's something that I've been able to make business-wide, of course. What's that about tire insurance? Yeah, let me go check. Yeah, all the tires are slashed on the car. We don't know who did that, though. I don't know if you've ever tried to slash a tire on a car, but it's very difficult. They make it look very easy on television, but I can assure you it is not an easy task. You will never get Carrie Underwood-style revenge on anyone. I can promise you that. I can promise you that. Now, I noticed that the car you were interested in was the two-wheel drive 2003 black-on-black Nissan Xterra. And let me tell you, that's a hell of a choice. Nothing confirms that you're a poser more than having a two-wheel drive Nissan Xterra. It's like almost a Jeep and then almost a car at the same time. Now, of course, it is a perfect car for Bonnaroo. I feel like I should tell you that. We're sponsored by Bonnaroo, and... you know, posers love Bonnaroo, so if you head out there in that two-wheel drive Nissan Xterra, you're going to fit in real well. Let me promise you. Wait, what's that? You got a question about... Oh, spokesperson? Yeah, I'll be right back.
I've had it up to here with them talking shit about my Xterra.
Yes, it is. It is, of course, the Wild Man's former Xterra, and we're selling it for a low cutthroat price of 99 cents a month. 0% APR. We don't know what APR even stands for, so we're not going to charge you any of it, all right? Now, you asked about a celebrity spokesperson, and I have been able to confirm with my boss that this car was, at one point, driven by Danica Patrick. And, you know, that's a pretty big deal, if you ask me. Danica personally gave my daughter hope that one day she can finish fourth in a race amongst men, and that's something I think we can all get behind. I'm just setting realistic expectations for my daughter, and I'm trying to sell cars. Don't judge my parenting style, all right? Now, what's that? You got a question about... Oh, yeah, let me...
About what?
I'm sorry I didn't let you finish the question. What was that question about? Oh, about seatbelts. Yeah, I'll be right back. Yes, these are braided seat belts. They go well with khakis and a nice polo. So if you're into that, if you're into looking like you went to Catholic school, this is a perfect car for you. Now, I hope all y'all come on down to Lee Moore Creek Dodge Chrysler Jeep. We got all the prices. We got some cars. We don't have all the cars. I'm not going to lie to you. We don't got them all, but we got some of them. And I can promise you that there will be no wild men out in our parking lot. It'll be only domesticated creatures that live out back on the little farm I got back out here behind the lot. So thank you all.
Give me my pig back.
Hey, finders, keepers, losers, weepers there, wild man. You're not getting your pig back, and I'm not giving you any of the Canadian bacon I made out of it either. And I'm just going to go ahead and, what was that? Who said something? Who wants something? That's what I thought. I can be the wild man if I need to be now, y'all. Don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. That's what I'm saying. I'll bring Tyler back up. Thank y'all very much.
Lee Moore Creep. Chrysler and Jeep. I don't remember what cars they sell. But, you know, if you want one of any kind of make or model, we have it here at the Friendly Town Used Car Emporium. You know, we're in the process of negotiating a partnership with Lee Moore Creep. They're not very friendly. They're really not. Yeah, see... What I'm saying is, you know, they can't be reasoned with. But I think that we have an ace up our sleeve. We have someone who's come to Friendly Town all the way from Eastern Europe, all the way to show us what it's like to sell used cars and maybe teach us a thing or two about selling used cars halfway across the world. Please join me in giving a nice warm welcome to Bogdan Ivanovich.
Hello, my name is Bogdan. I am owner, proprietor, Bogdan Ivanovich. Put a slide. Put a slide. I am owner and proprietor of Bogdan Ivanovich, field of the used vehicle. I am very wealthy used car dealer. You may know me. I was a silver medalist in 1987 Winter Olympic Game in reverse luge. But now, like many previous athletes who go and get fat, we now own used car dealership. And used car dealership, very profitable game. You see, Bogdan wallet, very thick. It hurt the butt to sit on, many receipts inside. Bogdan, he have American phone now. He have another American phone now. He have three American phone now. Bogdan very successful with the selling of the used car. And so I open a new field of used vehicle in Friendly Town and want you to come down to see car, because at Bogdan Ivanovich field of the used vehicles, Ivanovich, you a merry used car. Ivanovich, you a merry used car. Ivanovich, you a merry used car from the bottom of my heart. That's a commercial going to be playing on Friendly Town Access public television. But I want to give you some idea of a car who available at my car dealership. Next slide, please. Bogdan field of the used vehicle located right off Route 900 exit 17F. You turn right on asphalt lane, which is a gravel road, and turn left after second tire fire onto dirt road, which is a paved road. We have thousands of cars and things resembling cars. Low prices, good deals, no refunds. You come, you see this car here, a very fine car, a rugged cardboard paneling straight out of Soviet era Belarus back in day. But that is the entrance to the lot. Do not park in front of that truck there. The bad man that lives inside of the truck will come and he will punch your windows. Next slide, please. This is Bogdan car. Bogdan car, very nice, very sporty, very active. Bogdan very successful, can afford nice things. Bogdan will not sell you his car. Next slide, please. All our car come pre-painted. If you come to Bogdan, they're very arty, very very chic car. You come, you get a pre-painted car from Bogdan. I put that sign on there, please, no smoke. No smoke, please. You know, because Bogdan live very healthy lifestyle now. Next slide, please. Bogdan will fully customize any car you want. We have made many artistic car things now. We pimp your ride, exhibit come, and that I give him that car. He wanted to steer with the wrench. I said, I can hook you up. Next slide, please. Next slide. We offer currently deal on busted tires cars. We have many car missing at least one wheel. If you come in and take car, still very drivable. Bogdan had driven three-wheel cars in the past. Next slide. Make sure you ask for the Carson Barnes special. So with one busted appendage on it. Next slide, please. We're very inventive with how we fix the thing. We are fully customizable, upcharge on the hand cart. Next slide, please. This Bogdan cousin Vasily. If you buy this car, Vasily come with the car. The car not have power steering. The car have Vasily. Vasily going to live in the car with you. He just take up the trunk area. Sorry, no trunk come with car, but you don't need trunk. You have Vasily. You give him grocery to hold. He will hold the grocery. He may only eat one or two things. He love raw egg, so if you give him raw egg, he will eat the raw egg. But Vasily will provide the power steering for you. Very fashionable car, very compact, very economical, very green. Speaking of green, next slide, please. Never mind, not that's a green thing. But we also offer these cars, very compact, again, fit one and a half person. So if you have half a person, not like a little person, like torso up or torso down, if you need to cart around town, this is perfect car for you. Makes very tight corners. Next slide, please. This is special of Bogdan make this. It's a tank. Half car, half tank. Bogdan got very drunk one day and they decided Bogdan have all these tanks in yard. What to do with all the tanks? He put it on the car and it's a kank. Bogdan's kank, very for sale. Next slide, please. This is what I mentioned before, very green. Bogdan will sell you a car with live tree in it. It's very green. You offset the carbon output by driving around town with car with a live tree growing out of hood. Next, please. I also have very popular cars. If you want to go around town, we have Tesla road car. It's just like the Tesla. It runs on batteries. In that, in the hood, there's a giant fire, and you feed batteries to the fire. And so it is it's a electric car in that it run off of batteries burning. Next slide, please. People say, Bogdan, I like to go off-roading, and I say, you got the cars for off-roading for you. The mud cars is sell you cars only for muddy men. Like people come say, wow, so muddy. Thank you, Bogdan. I say, you're welcome. It's Bogdan sell the muddy cars. People say, Bogdan, I like my cars to be airy and breezy. I like the Jeep Wranglers with the no doors on them. Next slide, please. I say, I give you those cars. I give you cars with no doors or no hoods or no bodies if you want to. Bogdan will sell you body with no car body. It's very light and breezy. People say, I want to feel the hair, the wind go through my hair. I say, I got you. I can hook you up with that. Bogdan has many cars that act as convertibles. Not exactly convertible. The top do not come off, but next slide, please. You can feel the hair. The air go through your head. People come to me. They say, I love this car. Oh, wow. So how refreshing. Thank you, Bogdan. And so I sell them these cars. And please come on now to my field of used cars. It is horribly depressing. Thank you.
Bogdan's Field of the Used Car, located across the street from the site where the hummus factory used to be before it burned down. Actually, that's what the gravel road is. You have to turn to get onto it. There's a whole backstory there, which is available via the internet. If you guys want to follow us on Facebook, which you should, we're Friendly Town Knoxville. You can also subscribe to our podcast. We podcast these shows. So every episode we do of Friendly Town there will be references to other episodes that have happened. We're constantly universe building on the show, and if you want to listen to some highlights of classic episodes, you can go to iTunes and look for Friendly Town Radio, and if you wanted to subscribe to that, give us a 5-star review, put a comment on there that obviously wasn't written by one of us. I think that would make the page look really good, but we are on iTunes, and we appreciate you guys all being here tonight. We're going to be, do we have an announcement from your bartending mayor, Todd?
I was just
going
to say, you don't know who said that Todd Lewis sounds like he's a really hot and sexy guy. You don't know who left that review.
You got me. It was me.